as soon as we started coming down these streets, her whole mood changed. It was like she was home.
It's hard to describe myself because I don't know who I am without a substance.
I never thought that I would make it this far, ever.
If you put our family next to, like, the average American family, they're like, dude, why did these people breed?
I've done some pretty cool things in my life that have gone unnoticed.
I think you get conditioned to be a minimizer. Because my mom was an addict with her eating disorder. If you could just show some affection.
It's not a little thing.
You drink and smoke pot. Why would I want your opinion on how to get sober?
I wake up and I help your daughter every day and you don't even realize it.
If I just keep doing what I need to do.
She wakes up feeling bad. She goes to bed feeling bad. She feels bad when she breathes.
That there's no limit to the possibilities of what my life could become.
I'm telling you that. She's living in hell.
Welcome back to the Midday Show on Wednesday. That's coming right up here, August 26th at 5:30 p.m. There will be a special screening and Q&A at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York of Our American Family, directed by Hallie Edelman and Sean King O'Grady. I'll just read this quick synopsis. Addiction is an all-encompassing force in not only the lives of the afflicted, but also those around them. Our American Family is a radically honest portrait of five family members grappling with the legacy of generational addiction as they fight to heal resentments and pull each other out of the deepest depths. The screening is hosted by the Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. And with me today here on the Midday Show, gratefully, is Linda Garrity of the family in this documentary. Linda, thanks for joining.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Me too. Happy to have you here. Let's first just say this is a screening, but it's almost as though this film itself is a catalyst for a very important conversation, which will follow the screening. So you'll be present at that Q&A?
Yes, I will be. I'll be present for the whole thing. And afterwards, always really great conversations that come after the movie. Yeah.
There'll be representatives joining you from the Columbia Green Addiction Coalition, as well as the Columbia County Mental Health Center. It sounds like you've done Q&As sort of like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
At this point.
Yeah. When the movie was released in 22, basically went to film festivals and won a lot of awards through that. And then I just have been traveling the country ever since.
Wow.
And I've been all over the country.
Well, first of all, where are you? Where's home?
I'm right outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, very good.
And
okay.
So I live in a suburb. Yeah. So I'm in Ardmore, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
so
I
it's
know.
Right yes, outside I'm... of the. Do you?
Right.
Oh, okay.
When you agreed to this situation, did you have any idea that this would become like essentially like either a new career or at least a second career for you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I did not think that that was what was going to unfold. What I believed would happen is we would be doing some interviews on a couch as a family, and those interviews would be shared in rehabs for family weeks when families come to visit their loved ones. And they do, some education around addiction. I thought that would be part of it along with other families. So that's the original idea. But they came to the house, and after one visit, they asked if we could do a little more and maybe turn this into something else. We didn't know what it was going to turn into, whether it was going to be a series or a documentary. The only thing that we said was that we didn't want it to be where, like, intervention, where if one of the kids relapsed, you're not following them into Kensington and watching them, you know, shoot dope. It's not, that wasn't really the point. The point was to show the dynamic of the family, because that really is not done. Not in the way that it was created in this movie. We did a lot of interviews on couches, and then they stayed, you know, they were with us for a full year on and off. And none of those sit downs made the movie. What happened was what we thought was B-roll turned out to be what the movie was. Mm-hmm. And our voiceover from sitting on the couch is what narrated it. we had no idea, how it was going to be laid out because so much happened that year. I mean, my daughter, she was clean through the whole movie, and my son was not, but he was really saying that he was, and
Right.
very
Mm-hmm. I understand.
convincingly saying that he was, but he wasn't. And there's also mental illness weaved in there. There's generational trauma. There's step parent dynamic. There's grandparents raising their grandchildren dynamic. So
Right.
all of that came together in this
It
film.
made all of that made the cut. Did you have any second thoughts about it? Because your whole lives are being, in a sense, exposed, right, by making the film. Or did you understand the good that this project could potentially do for others?
Oh yeah, absolutely. For all of us at the time, we believed that it was the right thing, and depending on how the kids were doing after that, they either loved it or hated it, as you can imagine.
Sure. Oh,
But
yeah.
when they were doing great, they loved it. So for me, it was never a question in my mind that it was the right thing to do. I mean, this was an opportunity that is not afforded 99.9% of the people out there. So if we had the opportunity to create something that could help people, then it really had, in my eyes, it had nothing to do with us. It had to do with every family that's struggling with this and connecting with them, connecting and reducing stigma. So no, I never did. I never felt, I didn't, I mean, yes, did people treat us different sometimes in the
Sure.
neighborhood? Sometimes, yeah. But I, at that point, we had been through so much, I just didn't care.
Sure. Right. What is it like for you sitting 4 years? Well, it's 4 years since the film was released, correct?
Released, yeah,
But
but it
probably
was
like closer to
between.
6 years or something since you made the film. And looking back, I mean, you're still watching the film. What is that experience like?
Well, it depends on, the day. I have seen it so many times, and every single time I've seen it, I see it. I see something new or new, some like light bulb goes off about a conversation that is in there. I think it's very relevant. I mean, nothing has changed at all with families and how and the dynamic that has been ever since families came into being. Only because this is not, I mean, yes, it does follow a family struggling with addiction and mental health issues. However, any family can relate to what is happening in this movie. There are so many different aspects that there's it, there, it's relatable to all families.
Once again, the Columbia Green Addiction Coalition will be sponsoring a upcoming screening on Wednesday evening at 5:30 at the Time and Space Limit of Our American Family. We have Mom Linda Garrity here from the film, and I got to ask you, these Q&As really have to sometimes get re I'm assuming some of these Q&As get pretty intense, right? People sh are there, they're sharing their own stories, they're I mean, is there any like time where you where we had a profound moment, or have these been helpful to you and your family?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I do this, I'm reminded why I'm doing it.
Right.
Because it does help a lot of people. There's always a person, no matter what. There's a person that will speak from the heart where they've been struggling for so long, and they will find an aspect of the film to talk about and heal because they could see themselves on the screen. Where in most, you don't see it the way this was done. This was done very different than most documentaries. It's like you're a fly on the wall in our
On the wall.
house. And so some people are uncomfortable watching it.
Right.
Only because they feel like they're watching something that they don't really have the right to watch, kind of thing,
Sure,
I've
yeah.
heard them say. But they do have that's the whole point, is the one thing about addiction is it wants you to hide it. It wants you to lie for it, and it wants you to pretend it doesn't exist. This was the opportunity to fight it and say, no, I'm going to talk about you. I'm not ashamed of what's happened to my family. And if I have the opportunity, I'm going to show the worst parts of us and what you do to us,
Right.
so that we can expose. The only way we're going to understand is if we expose it. So
Right.
many
Warts and
people
all.
suffer. Yep. And so many people suffer in silence. So many people are
Sure.
afraid to talk about it. And that is not me. That's not my family. Like I said, if one of them is struggling with addiction and they are using substance, then they don't want to talk about this movie, because
Yeah.
it's too, because, for obvious reasons.
Well, everybody probably listening, I'm going to guess, or just about everybody, unless you live in a bubble, your life is at some point affected by addiction, someone you know and love, someone close to you, or mental health, just about everybody. So I think that everybody will have a takeaway from both the film screening on Wednesday night and the Q&A. And will consider themselves very fortunate to meet you, Linda. So I commend you for just sticking with it and evolving as a person and helping so many other people. So, good for you. And
Thank you.
I hope you guys have a wonderful event on Wednesday at Time and Space Limited. It's a special place.
Yeah, I really look. I have not been there before, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I'm looking forward to having the conversation after magic happens in those conversations.
Right,
Yeah.
right. Again, it'll be members of the Columbia Green Addiction Coalition and Columbia County Mental Health Center. So they'll be, I'm sure, offering information about resources for those who are coping with such issues as the family in Our American Family has. Thank you for being so transparent and available. I really appreciate your coming on the Midday Show today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.